If this broadcast reaches any other survivors, you are not alone. There are two of us on the west coast of the United States. We have food and supplies available for trade. For 30 minutes after sundown each day, we will listen for a response on this frequency. I repeat, you are not alone. Where the heck is Art?
Art, if you don't get down here in the next 5 minutes, I'm starting the show without you.
I don't have a watch on me. I think that was about 5 minutes. Anyway, hello, listeners, and thanks for joining me for From A to Z with Art and Zoe. Welcome, listeners, and welcome, Art.
Thanks for having me, Zoe.
Art, I'm sure you wouldn't object to getting straight into the meat of the show rather than discussing a bunch of pointless other business.
Of course I wouldn't mind that, if by pointless business you mean the creation of the uber-important Survivors Network we've been working on for almost 6 months, which is the crux of our very existence.
Oh, I see how it is, Art. It's not important if it's something I want to do.
You know I don't mean it like that, Zoe. Sometimes I do forget how the incredible, successful podcast you've created is actually the most important part of our lives in the before times as well as the during times. If anything, I'm just taking out my feelings of inadequacy out on you, since I, Art, would never be creative enough to come up with something so amazing and beloved by millions. I'm sorry for every bad thing I've ever said about the show, or you, or the wonderful merchandise you've made from scratch. You are literally perfect in every way, Zoe, and I don't know where I would be without you.
Right back at you, Art. Thanks for going on the record saying that. I'm sure the listeners are eager to get right into the show, though. This week's topic is self-care. I know my co-host often discusses taking care of business, but today is all about taking care of you. Successful and happy lives start with a mentally healthy person who is well-loved by themselves. I, Zoe, have many flaws, none that I can think of at the moment. However, one thing I am great at is taking care of Zoe. There is much I'm willing to sacrifice for others, but my own self-worth isn't one of those things. Most of this is just about boundaries. I don't let others tell me what to do. I always make sure my opinion is heard. And above all, I never let people interrupt me whenever-
Zoe, stop what you're doing. You have to see this now.
Well, Art, as I was explaining to our listeners, I'm about to start-
We don't have time for this stupid show right now. This is an actual emergency. Do you see this can?
Yes.
Do you have any idea what this means?
That we're gonna have another big fight about canned corn?
No, do you know where this was?
I guess the shelves?
No.
Can you just tell me what's going on then?
Well, if I have to spell everything out-
Just one thing! Spell one thing out! You're not making any sense!
Fine. I'll start from the beginning. I was at the community center, making my normal rounds. Fred, Corey, and Sandra were fighting, as usual.
Who are Fred and Corey and Sandra?
The raccoons from the dumpster? Try to keep up, please. I'm positive I've told you about them before. So I broke up their fight and made sure they went on their separate ways. I'm about to walk away, give everyone a chance to cool off. Then this can, just sitting on the ground near the dumpster, catches my attention. I think, no big deal. Probably just another one Zoe tried to throw out. I'll bring it back to the bunker and we can fight about it later. But when I go to pick it up, I see a folded note attached to it. I didn't waste any time reading it because I'm thinking the person could still be close. So I run around, all around the community center, and nothing. Bunch of raccoons and zombies, but no people. I had to have been looking around for more than an hour. Weren't you even going to check on me? Anyway, I realize I hadn't even read the note yet. So I unfold it, and it says in big, bold letters, "You are not alone." All of a sudden, I notice how out in the open and exposed I am just standing there reading this note. I knew I had to get the heck out of there, and I ran all the way back here.
This is unbelievable.
I know. Completely shaken. Who would do something like this? It's bad enough we have to deal with the zombies and raccoon love triangle. And now this? Someone must know we go there. The world is a big place to be leaving small things like this around. This was specific, and it was meant for us. You're broadcasting right now?
Yeah, as I was—
Good! I want the world to hear this. Art and Zoe will not be pushed around by the likes of you, whoever you are. I will not be threatened in my own HOA, and you cannot force me to eat this corn. I won't do it. Guess what, stranger? You're not alone either. Art and Zoe are coming for you. We're going to find out where you are, and we're going to leave something for you in your HOA's community center and see how you like it. Oh, God. It's just so awful. I feel so violated by these people. Do you think it's Austin and Palmer? Those two did not seem ready to let this whole gun thing go. Is that what this is? Austin and Palmer? Some kind of play for the guns? You can threaten us all you want. You'll never find our bunker. You couldn't even make it past the pits. You're not going to scare me into doing something stupid. No. I am calm. I am rational. And I always win.
Very nice speech, but I think that is actually some fan mail.
Fan mail? Kind of psycho-crazed stalker fan would leave fan mail like this?
Think about it. It's canned corn. We talk about canned corn more than is normal or appropriate even. Also, we specifically asked our listeners to leave donations at the community center.
But no.
You are not alone? We say that every single broadcast, and it's kind of like one of your catchphrases.
Oh. Okay. Then thank you.
I agree. Thank you so much, listener. I'm so happy we've finally received our first payment donation. I would love to clarify something for you all. Though it is so cute and really sweet that you've heard us talk about canned corn and decided to get us some, I do not want this. This is literally the last food on Earth that I ever want to see. I know you all might think this is some kind of running joke, and I get that. I appreciate that you're interested in participating. But listen when I say, I do not want any more canned corn. Oh, and also, you are not alone.
Yes, listener, you are not alone.
Well, I did have so many wonderful thank you letters to share from the past, but now that we've spent an exorbitant amount of time on that false alarm, let's get right into our advice segment. I want to remind you all that Art and I are not experts on any topic. Indeed, it would seem we struggle to distinguish fan mail from blackmail.
Technically not blackmail, more just a basic threat. But I can appreciate your play on words and can tell by your glare that you'd rather not be corrected.
Right. Our first letter comes from Tony. Dear Art and Zoe, it's recently been recommended to me that I see a therapist. I feel like there are so many other things wrong with me that I should start on first, especially with regards to my physical health. It seems like it might not be worth the time, the energy, or the copay at this point. What do you think? Is it time for me to start seeking a therapist, or should I wait until after I've taken care of all my other health issues first? Thanks, Tony. Before we answer, Tony, I want to clarify that we are certainly not able to offer any medical advice. That being said, I am a huge advocate for mental health. Take care of your mind and your body, not your mind or your body. They're often one and the same when it comes to health and leading a happy, balanced life.
Listener, I understand your hesitation. I never really thought of a therapist as an essential until I got one. And let me tell you, Tony, They're great! But seriously, though, I'm with Zoe on this one. Just because there are other things going on in your life, it doesn't mean you shouldn't seek help for your mental health. Though, I will say it may be hard trying to find one in the current, let's say, condition of the world, and sometimes not everyone has access to a therapist in even the best of times. May I suggest a nice, docile zombie in the meantime? I personally have found Tom to be a fantastic sounding board, and he certainly won't repeat anything I say to anyone, so I know my secret is safe with him.
Until, of course, we find a cure and Tom goes back to normal.
Yes, until we find a... Wait, what? You think he'll remember all of this? Everything I've said? All those long walks through the trees? Oh God, what have I done?
I'm sure it'll be fine, Art. Who would he tell? Aside from me, naturally, but certainly you haven't said anything bad about me, right?
Well, what would I even... And now a word from our sponsor in 3, 2, 1. Are you tired of your pet zombie wandering off?
No, he's chained
right... Stick to the script, please.
But you didn't give me a script.
Exactly. No matter how hard you try, you'll never be able to remove the innate wanderlust from the once feral human that you have tamed to be your loyal friend. So why bother? Consider this much easier, instant solution, which requires virtually no effort. An easy solution you can purchase, rather than putting in the hard work. It's the American way. Simply attach our zombie locator ID tag to your special pet. Around the neck is preferred, but if they're prone to biting, an arm or leg will do. And you'll promptly be alerted to any time they leave the boundaries of your safe home. It's important that you stay within earshot of your zombie at all times in order for the triggering device to get your attention. We call them End Times Chimes, and there will soon be one in every household, bunker, fort, or lean-to. Order yours today and never worry again! In relation to this specific issue, since technically this is still a dystopian future.
And welcome back, listeners. Art, thank you for getting us that sponsor for what I can only assume is a bell tied to a string. This next listener mail is one to which I can strongly relate. Hello, Zoe. Since the start of the pandemic, I've been stressed out up to my eyeballs, it seems. My mother suggested that I go get a massage, but when I looked at prices, I was shocked. Do you know of any good alternatives to this experience? I really need a self-care day, and this seems like a good option, other than the cost. Donna. Art, I hate massages because I don't like being touched by people. Do you have a recommendation?
Absolutely, Donna. I can completely relate. I'd love to go get a massage, and it sounds so relaxing. But it's not always convenient, and it can be costly. I'd recommend a nice hot bath. It soothes the muscles, and there is basically no cost to it. The real challenge here becomes boiling enough hot water for a bath. If you do one pot at a time, that might cool off by the time the next pot is ready, and then you'll have a lukewarm bath. Actually, that sounds terrible. Maybe you should just go get a massage. Currency works a little differently these days. It might actually be less expensive than a hot bath.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree. It may seem relaxing, but consider this scenario. You arrive to the day spa on time, but your masseuse isn't ready yet. No big deal, you think to yourself. 5 minutes later, they come to get you and just explain they, quote, aren't feeling well, and are so sorry for the delay. You notice a bandage on their arm, but you're too polite to say anything because being touched by people is weird and you don't want to make it even more weird. You're offered some delicious infused water and they disperse a lovely relaxing lavender scent into the room. You're feeling nice and relaxed when suddenly you realize the massage has stopped, and it's been stopped for a few minutes now. Hear a low growl and turn around to see the masseuse about to bite your thigh. Your thinking is slowed because you've been lulled into a false sense of security. Darn that lavender! You jump off the table, but you're naked and vulnerable, so you grab the only nearby thing and throw it right at your zombie masseuse's head. Though they're now drenched in cucumber mint water, they're still as hungry as ever. They grab you and bite you. Maybe you escape. Maybe you get eaten alive. Either way, your life as you know it is over.
What exactly is the topic today?
Is self-care.
That applies to this situation because...
Because you have to learn to take care of yourself. It would be really stupid to go get a massage by a zombie. I just wanted Donna to know that.
She probably wasn't going to go to a zombie for this particular task.
Maybe she didn't choose one, but it turned out to be a zombie.
Only in the made-up scenario you just described.
I'm sure the made-up scenario I described has happened before, and it will happen again. Especially if we have unfortunate souls like Donna allowing themselves to be rubbed down by the undead. Yes, listeners, sometimes the most important form of self-care is being aware of your surroundings and not allowing toxic, or rather infected, people to come into your life in the first place. A lukewarm bath sounds a lot better now, doesn't it?
I, for one, hope our listeners got a lot from today's episode. Your mental health comes first, and you should look out for yourself, listeners. Take a break, take a bath, and take some time for you. I highly recommend journaling. It's a nice, safe way to express yourself without fear that anyone else will know what you've said. Zoe and I have been journaling for years, and our secrets remain our secrets.
Yes, of course, but there's no secrets between married couples.
What do you mean?
And that's about all the time we have for today. Thank you all for listening. If you know a good, alive masseuse, Donna is looking for recommendations. And remember, if you're looking for advice on how to deal with your past traumas, that's a conversation between you and your therapist. But if you're looking for advice on the best type of flooring for your bunker and anything else from A to Z, you can message us at fromarttozoe@gmail.com. That's fromarttozoe@gmail.com. We're always accepting donations at the community center. All canned corn should be thrown straight into the dumpster. Should you leave some at the community center, you will be treated as a hostile listener. Don't say we didn't warn you.
This message is for other survivors. You are not alone. We will listen for a response on this frequency for 30 minutes after sundown each day. We are still looking for other survivors who can trade or combine resources. We can get through this together. Reach out and let us know you're there. Over.